All right, so we have Hertz, a German physicist, was the first to experimentally demonstrate the existence of electromagnetic waves in the late 1880s. His experiments in 1887 confirmed James Clerk Maxwell's theoretical predictions regarding electromagnetic radiation. Hertz built devices that could generate and detect these waves, which he referred to as Hertzian waves. Tesla actually invented the idea of radio in 1892, not too long after Heinrich Hertz demonstrated UHF spark wireless transmissions in Germany in 1885. Guglielmo Marconi was born in Italy but lived in England. He experimented with Hertz's spark apparatus and developed improvements to extend the transmission range to 1 mile and then hundreds of miles. He received British patents for his radio inventions. In 1901, he demonstrated the first transatlantic radio transmission. Marconi's real contributions are more engineering and commercial than theoretical. He took the basic ideas and inventions of others and improved upon them and made them practical business successes. Tesla was almost the opposite. He created original ideas and proved them mathematically and physically, patenting some and not others. He was more like the get-it-done man and not the businessman. Some of his best ideas, like the AC induction motor, was a commercial success which brought him fame but not riches. Marconi, of course, was fabulously rich. Battle between Tesla and Marconi went on for years. Marconi died in 1937. Tesla died in 1943, and 6 months after his death, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that all of Marconi's radio patents were invalid and awarded the patents for radio to Tesla. So since then, we still believe that Marconi invented radio. Few actually know of Tesla's radio invention. For more information and a very good read, I refer you to the book titled Tesla, Man Out of Time by Margaret Cheney. As one reader exclaimed, excellent, a significant contribution to the recent history of science, this well-documented and exhaustive biography explores the unusual life and creative genius of the remarkable discoverer and solitary humanist. The author sheds light on Tesla's relationships with Edison, Westinghouse, Marconi, and Pupin. Thanks, and back to you, Ron.
Thank you, Kimber. That was interesting. Okay, the order of the net is as follows. First, we'll have announcements, then check-ins, then online check-in confirmations, and then late check-ins and visitors, and the Amron Intelligence Brief, then the Channel 3 project, and then we'll close the net and have discussion and questions. Stand by. Thank you for that. I haven't seen any wind at all, but whatever you say, lady. Anyway, for announcements, ladies first. Karen, 359, are you out there?
WRJX359, Karen.
Loud and clear, Karen. Go ahead.
I'd like to invite all of the ladies out there to join in on the Patriot Ladies Net every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. We have lots of topics of discussion. We support one another, and we practice our skills. So if you know a lady that's a little bit timid about getting on the radio, please have her listen in and hopefully join in. This is WRJX359, Karen. Back to net control.
Thank you, Karen. And I encourage ladies to do just that. Get on the ladies' net. It is fun and interesting. Okay, how about Craig, 605 for Illinois Valley. Are you out there?
WRPJ, 605.
A little bit broken up and a little bit scratchy, but go ahead, Craig. We'll do our best.
Thank you, Ron. And by the way, it's really windy Connecting the community one radio at a time. Ivar, Mud Valley Amateur Radio Club. Community education, activity, and technical assistance. We have a meeting every second Tuesday at 6 p.m. on Wild River at Wild River. FM and Lower Sideband. It's Sunday night. Monday night, 7 p.m. GMRS. Sunday, we have the Amron FRF Channel 3 project. Then we have the Amron MERS 3 project. Those are on FRF 3 and MERS 3. Got more about it at ivar.org at proton.me is our Facebook. Ivar Facebook and Ivar YouTube and Ivar Hub YouTube. Great. We will also be showing this weekend at the Barter Fair. It'll be 3845 Hollandville. The Barter Fair will be the 3rd, 4th, and the 5th. We will be showing the Ivar Hub on the 4th. And October 11th at school, from 11 to 2, we will have an emergency preparedness meeting, expo, and we will be showing the hub there. Thank you, Ron, and back to the net.
Thank you, Craig. I think the wind is blowing your antenna back and forth because it was broken up. Every once in a while it would break up, and then it would come back, then it would break up, and then it would come back. So I bet the wind's just blowing it. Okay, I think we've got one more. Dave, 439, has got some information I'd like to pass on. Dave, are you there?
I am, Ron. Thank you very much. This is WRMS 439er with a car tip.